Tillamook Cheddar is an abstract artist who is able to financially support herself by selling her work. At her recent show at the National Arts Club in Manhattan, more than 300 people came out to see her pieces, which are mostly frenzies of colored marks on velveteen mat board. And at 15 inches tall, Tillamook is probably the smallest working artist in the world.
I have a few pieces of Tilly's work, so I'm a bit of a collector. I've come to see if she's still got her stuff. We don't know, but well, I'm optimistic. I mean, it's the most popular artist probably in New York City.
It's not really art. It's basically, I feel terrible saying it, but it's basically a guy putting a paper in front of someone and ripping it, you know, putting some like scratches on it. And you know, we could all do that. With our eyes closed, even.
Definitely, I think this is art. Maybe art at its best.
My name is Bowman Hasty, and I am the assistant to the artist Tillamook Cheddar. She's very process-oriented as an artist, I like to say. I don't know if it's for her more of a creative impulse or a destructive impulse, because her art is definitely, there's a destructive element to it. You know, she's very aggressive, and she sort of goes at it and attacks it. I mean, I think some artists probably maybe do feel a little threatened by her, because she's cuter than they are. And her work is better than theirs, and she's a dog. So I've taken these two pieces of mat board, placed them back to back, and then I'm going to wrap them up in this yellow transfer paper so that any mark that Tilly makes on the outside of it will transfer onto the canvas, if you will. Anyway, that's the sound of the tape, and you can see her ears prick right up when she hears that, and she's sitting here very intently watching me get this together. Her body is trembling, which she gets like that when she's very anxious or excited. I mean, she's really trembling. She knows that pretty soon it's going to be time to work, and this dog loves to work. There's a lot of, you know, people have questions about who's the artist. That's one question that comes up, you know. You're the artist, you know, they tell me, and she's my tool, which I don't like that word, and certainly not in reference to Tilly. So you ready to go, Tilly? Yeah? Yeah, she's going for it. She likes to, you know, she'll typically, you know, it'll start out on the floor, and sometimes she'll bring it up on the couch to work, but she does stand over the work, which I think is the way that Jackson Pollock worked as well. See, she's kind of incorporating the throw pillow into this one. The piece is sort of sitting on top of a pillow, and she's using the kind of variance in the angle of the piece to, I don't know what she's doing. I'm gonna try to pick this one up for her before she tears it in half. So I'll usually kind of hold her, restrain her with one hand, kind of, ow, ow. Sometimes she does kind of bite hard, ow. Oh, yeah, she grabbed hold of it. She's not letting go easily here. I'm not going to play tug of war. I think a lot of art, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be articulated what you're doing or what you're after or why you're exactly doing it, you know. It's just like you have to do something and you're going to do it, you know. This thing is before you and you're either going to scrape your claws against it and chew on it and chew it up and go crazy or, you know, I mean, you just have to do it. I hate to be simplistic about it, but, you know, she makes art. And therefore, she's an artist. You know, she does this work. It's translated into an object that can be hung on the wall. People can look at it, interpret it in different ways, take different things from it. People are affected by it. Since she made it, you know, or had a large role in making it, I think that makes her an artist. That's pretty amazing. Very beautiful. What do you think, Tilly? Look at this. Not really interested, are you?
That was Bowman Hasty, who is the enabler of the dog artist Tillamook Cheddar. Jill Stoddard produced our story, and to see some of Tilly's work, you can go to our website, studio360.org.